This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We join a lot of stations coming up to start the next segment. I'm going to give the toll-free number out to cover the border, the Iran crisis, the globalists. There is so much we're going to be getting to. Why are European governments urging citizens to stockpile prescription drugs? They say ahead of massive war. They're trying to hire all these illegal aliens to basically make up the new military and police systems. We've got so much to cover today. But again, toll-free number, I'll give it out, start of the next segment, and we'll take several hours of calls interspersed with all of this critical news and information. But first, this very important piece of information.
Oh, hello. Sit another communist Chinese dragon here with an important public service announcement. Live in your poop and needles and human sex trafficking and open borders and buy slave goods from China and do what the Justice Department say and put all the good Americans in prison and stay asleep. Your master Xi Jinping has arrived and our puppet Biden bowed down to him. Governor Newsom has also visited and bowed down to our leader, who is also ill. San Francisco, like all the other communist cities we control, has been flooded with fentanyl. But when the dear leader arrives, they clean the streets for him. Hello, poop people. That's what your master Xi Jinping calls you. But he does not look at the poop and needles that you live in. No. All the homeless taken away when your great leader there. And our puppet, Nathan Newsom, tell you. Oh, we always clean up for Xi Jinping, not for you.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
That's how we rub the poop in. You are done. We own Hollywood. We own TikTok. We own almost everything. Now we buy up your farmland. You eat supplies while we eat the steak. The last group to take out is any leadership that is resisting us, like Donald Trump. He will soon be in prison. And then, of course, we must silence any populace that resists us. And that is our next move. Good FBI. Good Justice Department. Good Merrick Garland. Good Jack Smith. Put Trump in jail. Put political dissidents in jail. Silence free speech. Censor everyone.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms?
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet, because, and I want it by name.
My slaves, repeat after me. I am going to stay asleep. I am going to do nothing. I am going to be politically correct and have your son's genitals removed. Also, do not support independent media like Infowars.com, and do not get The Great Awakening, the book, at Infowarsstore.com. Stay asleep. Do not get booked. No. I am giving you your order, slave Americans. Do not go to Infowarsstore.com and do not get the best-selling book, The Great Awakening, by the evil thought criminal, Alex Jones. And whatever you do, do not get a fundraiser signed copy. That might keep them on the air. It will demoralize people greatly once we have shut down Alex Jones, and we're working with many people at the Justice Department to do it. Because if there is Great Awakening, then we cannot fully enslave and destroy you.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. That is at InfoWarsShow.com. Do not.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I am the quarterback fighting for Team Humanity. All right, let me tell you all the other news we're going to be getting to, and also breaking news. Obviously, and our reporters are now down at the border. We're going to have some of that, obviously, as it breaks coming up, documenting whether or not Abbott's really doing something or whether it's all smoke and mirrors. We're going to get to the bottom of it here in the next few days. But I'm going to give the number out on any topic you want to call in about. But I would really like to see some military veterans or State Department type people to call in and give me your view of this Iran situation. Because the word is that Biden didn't hit a bunch of small targets or rebel targets or Iranian-backed militia targets in Syria or other areas like Yemen. They're planning something big against Iran, and that could really be the election surprise to bring in a much bigger crisis, a much bigger war. And if you don't think the globalists won't launch a giant new world war, I think you're wrong. You can feel the danger. You can see the danger. Meanwhile, our southern border is completely wide open. So I'd like to hear from you on that topic. Also, I'd like to get your take on just, I've got a bunch of clips on the crazy lady that couldn't even say what year Trump supposedly assaulted her, so he couldn't have an alibi. And no evidence 25 years later. And then he says, I'm innocent, so there's no criminal charges because they couldn't get criminal charges. There's no evidence. So he's found guilty of defamation by a kangaroo court where the judge says he's guilty. He says he's innocent. She sues again and gets $83 million. And now she's on TV bragging, saying, we're going to buy penthouses and go shopping. It's so much fun. I mean, she is just a famous loon. And it's so dangerous that they weaponize these blue jurisdictions to this point. I've experienced it myself where a judge finds you guilty. The news doesn't pick up on that. They have a show trial and they tell the jury this person's guilty. And then they put on fake evidence and don't let you put on evidence, or they're going to sanction or disbar your lawyers. And they're trying to disbar my lawyer in Connecticut. They're trying to disbar the lawyer in Texas, and they fine them both massive amounts of money. People say, why don't their lawyers talk? They did talk a little and got sanctioned. And I would try to explain even family. You know, cousins and people that are business people and smart. And I'm like, you understand, they found me guilty. Well, they don't do that in America. Judges don't find you guilty. Well, now they're all calling me, and people on the street are like, whoa, it's crazy what they did to you. Yeah. Wait a minute. You're not allowed to say you're innocent, and they're allowed to lie about you, and they put on no evidence? I mean, in his real estate trial, it's a judge, not even a jury, and he's not even allowed to have closing statements. We weren't allowed closing statements. They put a day on in Texas of fake financial stuff. And I'm sitting there, and I walked out of the courtroom. I said, I'm not going to sit here for this anymore. The judge says, you are worth $400 million. And I say, it's not true. She goes, Mr. Jones, you're not allowed to say things that are lies just because you say they're the truth. And I said, I've never had more than $5 million. Shut up. I'll have you arrested. You saw the judge in Connecticut. Can't say you're innocent. Can't say you don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. Which you'd be fine if I did, but none of it was ever true. Not even a grain of it. So watching Trump go through this, I'm really having, I don't want to call it PTSD flashbacks. I'm not even angry. I'm more worried about everybody. Because let me tell you, they didn't make these decisions to do this to me and then just leave it there. They're doing this, I mean, they're doing this all over the place now. Democrat judges, mainly against conservatives and conservative companies, from California to Texas, Democrat jurisdictions in Florida, everywhere, they are just defaulting people or doing a bunch of other weird procedures where they then say, oh, nope, you don't get to put on a defense now. And so that's a whole other area of discussion. There's a lot of articles that are being written about it now. And the good news is people are finally getting it. But see, it's so alien to have rigged trials. I mean, let me tell you something. I had a divorce and a custody battle that was highly publicized in the last 10 years, the first, you know, three of that. And the old Travis County judges were all Democrats. But, man, they weighed the evidence, and they were, like, super hardworking and, like, all over my ass, and then gave me my kids. And even when the lawyers on the other side of my custody battle did a bunch of corrupt stuff and a bunch of deception, a bunch of lying, the Democrat liberal woman judge who retired right after that, Judge Naranjo, Native American lady, really smart lady, she said, I'm not going to set aside the jury verdict, but if everything isn't done just right in this, custody goes back to him, which it did. So I watched judges when it was the right thing to do bend over backwards for me. And they were Democrats. Now, and I'm only telling the story because it's not about me. It's about what's happened in this country. Now, every judge is a woman. I don't care if it's a woman, if it's a good judge. Every judge is new. Every judge retired. All 30-something. And all of them are new. And they go from blue hair Antifa ladies, like my judge, to people almost that as bad. And I talked to Democrats. And I talked to lawyers. And I was sitting there in a Kirby Lane about 2 months ago. At like 8 a.m., my daughter wanted to go eat food there. It's like a cafe, breakfast place. They had a little playground where she could play while she waited for the food. So I took her there. My wife was out of town. And I sat behind this group of six lawyers, three women, three men. They were middle-aged lawyers, but their kids were out there playing too. They didn't know I was sitting behind them because I came in after them. And they were like, Judge Guerra Gamble's totally insane and follows none of the law and doesn't even read the cases and is just rude and hateful to everyone. It's completely nuts. And I'm sitting there and I go, yeah, I'm Alex Jones. And they go, oh, Alex Jones, we know your case. They turn around and they go, yeah, you got defaulted even though you gave them all the evidence. And no, she does that to everybody now. She doesn't even care. She's crazy. And folks, you look at Fannie Willis in Atlanta. And all her crazy corruption. And you look at all these judges are as crazy as E. Jean Carroll. I mean, look, they're so crazy, I can't even describe to you how crazy they are. Like, it won't even sound real. And that's what I'm telling you is the Democratic Party is like a group of mentally ill people now. They are absolutely insane. And this happens in a corruption. This happens in the fall of a society. Because you've got some corrupt people and some, you know, double dealers, but there's only a few of them. And then things get more corrupt and they promote more corrupt people and the norm becomes greater and greater and they get away with more and more and more to the point of every day I see videos from Portland and New York and Chicago and Austin. And I don't even show you these videos. And it's liberal men and women in business suits, pulling their pants down and pooping in front of schools or climbing up on top of a bus and peeing on the window or peeing in the water fountain. And you go, some are crazy people, homeless people. Some are like, and then like, even Portland had like newscasts going, well, it's fun to poop. This is part of our culture's pooping. I mean, they're just like, they're degenerates. And you sit there and you think, oh, well, we're cherry-picking this. No, ladies and gentlemen, they don't care if they get caught. You know, I played a video a few days ago of a woman famously at a big police press conference who was a fake sign language person, didn't know any sign language. And she didn't think when she got that job that when she first went on TV, people that couldn't hear would see it was fake. There was no second order thinking, I'll get caught. And then I'd forgotten Obama had a fake sign language lady. And I was just asking myself, what is this? And it just shows the total fraud. Now they're announcing officially they're going to have schizophrenics flying the airplanes, the jumbo jets. By the way, you hear me say that, it doesn't sound real. It is real. They want to be inappropriate. They want to be bad. They want to be crazy. And it's a bunch of incompetent people getting away with.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, I'm ranting, and I got a lot of news I want to hear and a lot of phone calls I want to take. Here's the toll-free number on any of these subjects. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. There it is on screen. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, you're all welcome. All I ask is have a clear phone line. And let's just get right to your information. Because here's the deal. I want to thank you. You want to thank me. But just like Rush used to say, dittos. Because imagine you're a regular listener and you're hearing half the call being thanking somebody. If you want to thank me and I want to thank you, spread the word about the broadcast, pray for the broadcast, and buy some great products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what I'm asking you to do if you're thankful. Because I'm thankful for you. InfoWarsStore.com. And get a Team Humanity fundraiser shirt. Two different variants, limited edition. Get a 1776 Gadsden flag shirt that I designed, limited edition. That's what it takes to fund this operation. Plus, you spread the word. You're going to meet, you wear one of these Team Humanity shirts, you go out in public, you're going to meet a lot of cool people. Almost get no hate now. Used to, I'd say, it's an adventure. You might get murdered. You might shake 50 hands, but the next person is trying to break a bottle over your head. That's not even really happening now. But identify with liberty and freedom, and you're going to find your people out there, folks. And they're black, and they're white, and they're brown, and they're old, and they're young, and they're male, and they're female. They're everywhere. So, toll-free number, 877-789-2539. All right. Let's get into the border situation. I got a bunch of clips on that front. Let's play the senator out of Illinois on this first. This is really, really important. And then we're going to continue on. But the plan is hiring illegal aliens for the military. That's always been the plan. And that's where we are. Here it is.
Bill says that if you are an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? You know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Could we give them a chance? I think we should.
Here's the latest video from the Texas border. This is a video of, there's also a video out of California. There's so many of these. But people from China, Turkey, India are on the ground. This is in eastern San Diego County. And there's only one single Border Patrol agent in the area. I mean, it is just a mad bum rush. We have similar videos out of Texas. Here's a short clip. Entire 2,000-plus mile border, it's just non-stop. Oh, but they're going to grope your testicles at the airport to train you to be a good slave. This is the social contract being broken. There go the coyotes, the human smugglers. Now, here is the press secretary saying the president's clear he wants to make sure we deal with the border by total legalization. He already has the tools to shut it down. And then here she is saying Biden, again, wants to takes it very seriously, but Trump's refusing to do anything about it. Here it is.
The president is very clear. He wants to make sure that we deal with the border security, that we deal with the challenges at the border. The first day of his administration, the president took this issue very seriously. He put forth a comprehensive piece of legislation to deal with what's happening with the immigration. You don't get to decide, but you don't get to decide what I say and what I don't say. Either you hear me out, or we can, you know, I'll see you on Wednesday. Totally up to you.
I just want to know if you
need to say this. All right. Okay. He means what he says. Not going to go into details here. Here's the reality. The immigration system is broken. It's been broken for decades, even in the last administration. The president introduced this piece of legislation 3 years ago. House Republicans got in the way. They refused to do anything about it.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick here in Texas has made a great point. Everywhere Biden goes, we see nothing but death.
And on the last guest you had and the topics from today, and our prayers go out to those soldiers in Georgia who lost their lives, everywhere the president, this president, Biden, moves, death comes with him. Fentanyl across the border, people drowning in the river, people killed here by MS-13, soldiers killed afar. This president is weak, and in November he will be replaced by Donald Trump, I believe, because the people of America have had enough.
All right. Now I want to look at the lunatic. She'll probably sue me. Fine. They'll probably say you're not allowed to say that in America. No, she's a public figure running around bragging how she's going to spend the money on penthouses and trips to Paris and everything else. It uses some weird code words. I'm not sure what they mean about fishing in Paris. But let's play clip 12. Rachel Maddow with the loon, E. Jean Carroll. You're not allowed to say you're innocent, Trump. Bragging what you need to do with Trump's money. And again, if the appeals court allow this travesty to go through, then the country's done. By the way, it turns out that the judge was some type of intimate and a mentor with E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. And the judge has the same last name, but no relation, they're saying. And there's a bunch of other corruption. We already know that. The judge wouldn't let Trump say he was innocent. And wouldn't let him put on any evidence. So here's E. Jean Carroll, very, very proud of herself. This is what a soulless sociopath looks like.
You've talked about using some of Trump's money that you're about to get to help shore up women's rights. Do you know what that might be, what that might look like?
Yes, Rachel. Yes.
Tell me.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money.
Ugh.
First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's yours,
nothing.
Rachel. Penthouse? France? You want France? You want to go fishing
nope.
in France? No? Oh. All right. Okay.
That's a joke. Although if me fishing in France could do something for women's rights, I would take the hit. You know, I would obviously take one for the team. All right, let me. As if you need persuasion in that regard. Let me finish with a final question.
What a disgusting group of humans. And you read about Caligula marrying his horse, making it the head of the city. You're like, that's crazy. It's all about raw exercise of power. They got the courts. They got the corporate media. They got the Justice Department. And there's nothing they can't do. Nothing they can't get away with. They believe. And it's a bunch of sick, ugly, weird people. Disgusting. Who think they own us. But you can read it on the wall, folks. The writing's on the wall. Their end is here. Oh, they're going to go kicking and screaming, but it's over for this disgusting leftist Hollywood trash pile. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The bad news is we're in the bottom of a major cycle of corruption. The good news is they always end. Well, for those that run it. Live
from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We got 12 callers on the board. That's what the phone system takes on the board. You take thousands of calls, actually, at once. But 12 are on the board. I'm going to take all 12 of these calls. And then we'll take more calls in the next hour. But I'm going to intersperse a lot of breaking news and information. More mainstream media is being forced to report that the CIA ran around and threatened, but then also paid off journalists during the whole COVID operation. Trump was not aware of this, obviously. They were working against him as well. But it expanded under Biden. Yes, you're up against the CIA. Big deal. It's not like the movies, folks. They're a bunch of criminals that are leftists that go to college to attack this country, and they're put in these positions of power. people think of the CIA as like the Green Berets that actually go out on real missions. That's like 1% of what they do. They undermine, they promote transgenderism, they promote child pornography, they promote devil worship, they promote weakening the country so they can control it. They are the outside force set up in 1947 under the national security system to destroy the nation. And I'm not even saying everybody in that system is bad. It's just like the FBI or any of it. But it's totally weaponized against the people now. How the CIA paid and threatened journalists to do its work. Big article now. Even out of the Daily Beast, the liberals are reporting on it. Here's another one. Transgender runner sets two new records in college women's track and field. All about just making everything a big joke. Because if you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. Democrats warn Trump will secure border with alligator moats, bombing Mexico, spiked and electrified fences. MAGA patriots praise plan. Of course, that's not going to happen, but it's good to just laugh back at them, folks. Trump defamation case falls apart. Judge linked to lawyer, and E. Jean Carroll wants to take Maddow shopping in a Price is Right insane rant. They're eating their own. More and more of the Islamic protesters are protesting at Pelosi's house. Her answer is, go back to China. I got the video of that. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. These people are a joke. And everything you're seeing is them trying to stay in power. Then everybody's asking me, what do I think of Elon Musk reveals the first human has received the Neuralink implant? Now, I like the direction Elon Musk is taking free speech. And I'm a big fan of technology to extend life. But I've got serious concerns about Neuralink. And at 6 after, when we start the next hour, I'm going to talk about that. That's coming up. We're going to get a real analysis and I think really a thought-provoking discussion on that. And that's another subject we could have a whole show debate about. Because, hey, if I break my neck in a car wreck, baby, I want a chip that makes me be able to walk. But the question is, what does it do long-term? It's like the Wright brothers. Beautiful, 120 years ago, they take off at Kitty Hawk. Or whatever the date was. And then 50 years later, they got ICBM missiles. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but what can it be Trojan horse for? Flight is great. Now we can blow up the whole world in 5 minutes. Calculators are great. Now nobody can do math. So we'll be discussing Neuralink coming up. Also, how Soros is on record. The evil son, Alexander Soros, trying to stop farmers, protesting, being shut down by carbon taxes. What a little monster claiming he's for the average person. I mean, just look at the look in that eye. You think that's a predator? Even worse than his father, who got rich robbing old people's pension funds. He makes Gordon Gekko, the fictional character in Wall Street, look like Jesus. All right, let's go ahead and go to Thor in Texas. Thor, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I think men need to take the positions that the women have taken over. We have judges. We have city council women. We have all these positions of power and influence that have been taken over by women. And I'm not saying women are not bad. I know all the women are probably going, man, shut up, dude. But, I think that men need to stand up and they need to take these positions of power. And I think in the political sense, I think that if you're going to take and accept a wage, you should accept the current minimum wage. You should go under mandatory drug testing. All your financials should be disclosed.
I'll say this. The WEF, the New World Order, is putting women in charge to bring down civilization. The type of woman they're choosing has a chip on their shoulder and is totally behind the globalists and will commit any crime you can imagine because they know epigenetically we think of a man as committing a crime. We know that most violent crime is men, so we are wary of men. So, yeah, they're putting women in as the spokespersons and as the functionaries to carry out the tyranny. There's no doubt of it. I mean, every judge in Travis County, they're elected, put in by George Soros, all the men and women removed before, and then they just put in a total cult of lunatics.
Right. And they should drug test these people. They're probably all on pharmaceuticals, some kind of mood elevators.
I don't think there's any choice. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, it's just true. And again, there's lots of competent black people, but they choose black people that will follow the New World Order agenda all over the place as well. I mean, it's just, and then they announce, oh, under the ESGs, we're not hiring any more white people. It's just, they're making us all fight with each other. It is a divide and conquer plan. Thanks for the call. Sylvia in Maine, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. Such an honor to speak with you.
Honor's mine.
You truly are just an amazing hero of a person. You've opened my eye, all of your products. Give to my wonderful husband and children, and everything you do is great. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
Well, you're great. Thank you.
There are a lot of women that love and respect.
Oh, we're not. You know. Women are awesome. We're not. They are manipulating a certain group of women. Let's be clear.
Your books. I mean, gosh. I just want to say also the Dr. Jones Natural, the silver skin serum. I'm about to leave a comment on that. That stuff is just beautiful for my skin, and the cream and the wound dressing, all of the silver products, the toothpaste. I've got my children off of fluoride. So, okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about the border. So even if Trump does close the border up fully, you know, China, I read the book about the Belt and Panama and what they're doing actually all over the world. And I have a friend in Panama, and she's pretty much told me that about 1 in 4 of the residents now in the Republic of Panama are Chinese, ethnic Chinese. And China controls the Panama, they control the canal on both ends. There's about 38 cargo ships that run a day. And she says she sees about 10,000 Chinese marching to the U.S. pretty much every other day.
Well, we've got the video from Michael Yon and others, and also the Muckraker reporters. Absolutely. And again, you go to China, it's all about male masculinity, all about male dominance. Oh, but here China funds Hollywood to say men are bad. They just want us weak so they can take us over.
So, I mean, even if we close the border, they have permanent structures in place. They're not going to stop.
That's right. And again, when Jimmy Carter handed over the Panama Canal, they were like, oh, well, it doesn't happen until 1999. He did it in 79. But now that was that we built that, and now it's been totally handed over, which, again, people said, oh, they're going to use it for an invasion. And we were all shut up, right-wingers. And sure as hell they did. We got military bases everywhere, but, oh, we don't want to control the Panama Canal.
She actually knows that the Chinese have a contract with the canal, and they run the entire thing.
Yes.
And another part, I don't know if it was you or Trump that was saying it. You know, obviously we know Jinping is purely intelligent, but China's in for the long game. So these soldiers they're sending over, they must have some sort of microchip or tracking device there. So when they are going to be initiated, you know, they're going to want to know where they are.
Well, here's why they're controlled. They have family in China that if they don't do what they're told, their mother and brothers and sisters and fathers go to forced labor camps. Thank you so much, Sylvia. Great points. Anonymous and others, we'll come right back to you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I wanted to run that old promo from like 6-7 years ago, before Trump even got into office. Hell, 8 years ago now. I don't believe how much time's flown. That the feds have been trying to build a war against the American people forever. They've been trying to get this thing started. It doesn't mean they're going to get away with it now. And the good news is, I've been on air almost 30 years. 29 years ago, maybe 1% of people knew about this. Now 30% do, conservatively. So as negative as all this news is, I want you to remember, I'm boots on the ground, so I see it. I know you see stuff I don't see, but positive things are happening. Still, though, enough people that are even somewhat awake don't take it how serious it is that this New World Order and what they're up to is front and center. It's everything. There's all these political movements and weird side issue stuff. This show really is over the target. The listeners that care about what's happening, you're over the target. We know how to counter the enemy. We've been right. We've been proven right. We've been vindicated. And people need to be listening to you, not just me, about what we should do, because you're the long-term folks that cared about the truth and that bet on freedom. And now, look at all the people that sound just like us. That's because the worm's turning, folks, and I see that as positive. I don't go, well, I've been doing this the longest of any modern person, and I've been put through the most hell other than Trump, and why aren't I getting all the credit? The credit is victory over the tyranny. Anonymous in Texas on Abbott and the border. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. So I wanted to add something that no one is talking about as far as Abbott is concerned. I've heard, you know, you and Michael Yon discuss, is he WEF, is he not? And I'll tell you why I know he is. Because I've been getting involved at the county level with our elections, and it's all of Abbott's people at the county level who are fighting to keep the machines in our elections, to keep the ballots not marked, sequentially numbered. And I've met these people and I've seen them face to face. They are evil and they're trying to steal our right to vote away from us. And they're Abbott people. And they are the ones who were behind the Ken Paxton thing, the impeachment.
Well, it does look like Greg Abbott is definitely playing both sides bare minimum. I hear you. And our reporters are down there now, and he's done a little bit of the barbed wire, and he's had a little bit of the fight with the feds. He's got a bunch of states involved, but they're still in other areas other than Eagle Pass processing the illegals and handing them over to the feds. So that's what I'm hearing from locals as well. So what do we do about Greg Abbott?
Well, I think the thing that we have to do is people have to get involved at the county level. We have so few people in our county. A small group of patriots, and they're up there fighting like hell. And our GOP chair, who is very corrupt, doesn't own property in our county, and lives in a house owned by someone in D.C. He illegally contracted our primary after the precinct chairs voted no, not for the contract, because the ballots were not numbered. So that's, if we can't fix it there, then we can't fix it.
I hear you. It's when you get President Trump in. We don't need new laws. The laws are all there. Biden is ignoring all the laws.
Correct. I think it's just people have to take part and see what goes on. And this is at the GOP at your county level. And
absolutely. The word is Abbott is basically a Bush-controlled person.
Yes, that's what everybody says who's been. I just started pulling back the curtain and getting involved. I went to a meeting in November, and I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is bad. And then my husband is running for our precinct chair. I work for tech, so I can't really run for anything, keep my job probably. But we're trying to fight as much as we can.
Well, what they are is a bunch of backstabbing lawyers. I appreciate your calling. Now, since we talk about Abbott a lot here on the show and ask, you know, is he controlling the border, is he not? We've been down there a bunch the last few years. Our videos have been filed. We posted them here on X, where they come with myself, Owen Schroer, other reporters, and the State Guard tells us, turn your cameras off at midnight or 2 a.m. when they got all these buses coming across of men, women, and children, and many of them unaccompanied children. And they admit hundreds of thousands of children under Biden have been smuggled into the U.S. So we know that Abbott's been talking a lot of talk, but he's been aiding it so far. Now, at least in Eagle Pass, he backed it up. He backed up the illegals. He put the barbed wire in. But a few miles down the road, he's still waving them through with the State Guard. Our reporters are down there. The video's coming out. It's going viral. But the World Economic Forum is a globalist organization of the UN to penetrate governments and to give corporate support to governors and mayors and senators and state congresspeople and federal legislators to carry out the New World Order, to penetrate the cabinets, as Klaus Schwab famously talked about with David Gergen at the Kennedy School. And we'll play that clip in a moment as well. But here's a new clip of him being asked about the WEF, and he won't even denounce it when he knows it's been one of the hottest topics for years, even on Fox News. This is pretty damning.
Okay, I have one question.
Tell me.
Okay. So, the Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has bragged publicly about infiltrating government and grooming political leaders. Now, you know, he's for the Great Reset, pushing for an agenda 2030, complete globalization. Do you denounce the World Economic Forum of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset?
Listen, I'm not a globalist. I'm a Texas person, an American person.
But do you denounce Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset?
I promote Texas and America.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
All right, will not denounce them. So here is Klaus Schwab explaining how they control and run our lives.
And I have to say, when I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I would know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are for our actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the president, who is a young global leader, but what is important for me...
So it's one thing to have been part of the WEF or go speak at it once and then say you're against it later. It's another thing entirely to not denounce it. That is damning of Greg Abbott. All right, hour number three, your phone calls straight ahead. Greg Abbott's got a lot of explaining to do, and our reporters are on the ground at the border.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.